Okay. Can you tell me something about the tour start and how were the fan reactions about you and your band?
Well, I mean, we have now been on tour for 2 weeks, and I'm so very surprised, because most places that we have played, we had no idea. Our album has just been out since September, and it's our first album, so we've had no idea what to expect. And from the start, the reactions have been very good, but especially now, like the last gigs that we have played, the two shows in France, in Lyon and in Nancy, and the one in Eindhoven in Holland were amazing. I mean, the reaction from the people is like, two nights ago in Lyon, we were basically in between songs, just standing on stage, looking at the audience like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, there's a circle bit going on and people stage diving. Like, okay, you like us? Thank you. But yeah, I mean, this is way better than even we expected, but
pretty good.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah, are you happy to go on USA tour with your previous band, Fintroy?
Yeah, it's, I mean, again, it's a good opportunity for us. We didn't expect this to happen so fast. And when I heard that the Fintroy guys asked if we could do the tour, I was like really happy, because there's no bad blood between us.
Oh.
And all that we are.
That would be the next question.
Yeah. There's absolutely no. I mean, of course, when back in 2005, 2006, when that happened, there was some, like, we didn't talk to each other for a while, but I mean, we're still friends and there's nothing to it. I mean, we have noticed that we're much better friends when we're not in the same band.
Oh.
And I don't have to be stuck in a bus for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Okay.
It's all about the drinking.
So you got two tour buses in USA.
Yeah. Yeah, we're probably doing it in a van, our band. So I don't know. Still, there's no definite like plans still how the logistics go. But I'm glad to do it. And we just before we went on tour, I went out drinking with Tundra and Skrymer from Fintroll, and we had a blast. Also. It's gonna be good. Gonna be very good.
To your own new band, Survivor Zero, is there a main songwriter, or who does write the songs, you together?
For the first album, still Sami, our guitar player, who is like he put this band together a few years ago, and the whole band started as an idea that Sami had done a lot of studio work. He's a producer and he records albums. And he got a little burned out to be always in the studio with other bands and recording, and he had a lot of riffs and song ideas and just wanted to put a band together with certain people that he wanted into the band, like our vocalist Tommy. And for the first album he wrote all the songs, like the music for the songs. We all like put arrangement ideas in the songs, but he's the main songwriter. And then he does the music, and then Tommy or me do the lyrics. And there's like for that different ways. I mean, there were a couple of songs on the album that Sami just like emailed me 1 o'clock in the morning, very drunk from his office. Like, I just finished the song, fuck sleep now, write lyrics. They're like, death metal band, write lyrics about serial killers, now I sleep. And that is how there's the song I Bury Them Deeper. That's how that got to be. But he writes the music, me and Tommy write the lyrics. And we have put on the album that certain lyrics are made by Tommy and certain lyrics are by me. But we arrange lyrics and talk about lyrics a lot together with Tommy and mold them to be.
Okay, cool. How was the studio time? Did you have fun?
Oh yes, we had this Swedish guy produce the album, Jonas Gjelgren from Scar Symmetry.
Ah, cool.
The guitar player, who is like, well, he's basically fucking crazy. But he's an excellent producer, but he's fucking mad. And we recorded the whole thing in this, there's a studio right outside Helsinki Center, which is built on an island called Suomenlinna Sveabori. And the studio is really great, and it's a nice big rooms, very good acoustic and all that. And of course we were close home, so we could go and sleep at our own beds in the night. But yeah, the studio time was like 2 weeks. We recorded it in 2 weeks, and then Jonas mixed it in Sweden in his own studio.
Mm-hmm.
He's working with Peter from Hypocrisy. They have their studios in the same building, like cool. There's Abyss Studio and then Black Lodge, and they do a lot of work together. But the 2 weeks in the studio where we recorded it was a lot of fun, a lot of craziness, and just a lot of hard work, because Jonas is he has a mixed personality. He's on the other hand, he has amazing ears and has this musicality, and he understands music really well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tried to put like sloppy playing in the album, it was like with a whip going like, whoosh, whoosh, you're not gonna do that, you're not getting away with that, like play, you asshole.
Okay.
And on the other hand, he's crazy and like fun guy to be in the studio with. Like it ended up that in the studio that we spoke in this mixed language of Finnish, Swedish, English, German.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's nice to go to in the studio in the morning when the producer just wakes up and he has a leather cap on and he's doing basically just like mix a German military salute.
Okay. Are there plans for following album?
Yes, we're already actually writing it on the tour. We have both our like laptop studio things with us,
okay.
Writing riffs when we have free time on the road. And now the plan is to probably go to the studio early in the, like end of the summer, maybe in August or September.
Cool. Do you record it with an audio interface, digital modeling guitars or?
Yeah, and we do demos,
yeah.
For like just modeling amps and drum machine.
Correct.
I just drunk it from hell, just to put on ideas and riffs into demos, and then give the demos out to all the guys, and we start to get work on the ideas for the whole thing. It has worked for us really well.
Great.
For
yeah,
now, and just
famous.
Yeah, and because you can, the whole digital recording just changed thing that you can make it in your home at night, whenever you have an idea, you just put it down and.
Okay. I know this problem with 100 watt tube amps,
yeah.
At night. yeah, I read on your homepage that your single Reclaim My Heritage hit the Finnish album Finnish single charts,
yep.
At place 14. I can't believe this. Here in Germany, even metal, only so-called pussy metal like Edgar Freedom Call or something, will do it under 50 to 100 in the charts, but never death metal or thrash
metal.
Yeah,
yeah. It was just weird. Probably a slow week or something. I don't know, but yeah, Finland for metal is a metal anyway, or heavier music has come sort of like mainstream in Finland. So you can get, of course, like with bands like Nightwish, Children of Bodom, whatever, they go to the top to charge whenever there is something. But even for a small band like us to get the single on the charts, and then the album was like the best that it did was something like 29 or something on the album charts.
Can't believe this.
But again, in Finland you don't have to sell that many albums to get on the charts, because it's a small country,
okay.
But still very good. We were laughing that probably our single was the first single to get into the Finnish single charts that tells about basically re-crucifying Christ or whatever.
Yeah, so the cover is this Pope Benedict, the German Ratzinger, Joseph.
I'm not gonna go into that.
Okay.
Yes, it's just a comment, but we obviously are the lyrical theme of the album is very much anti-organized religion, because that, for me, like the album title CMXCIX 1999, that was the first year that there was this global panic among Catholic people that the world is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And that the whole title and the whole lyrical matter of the album goes to talk about like organized religions that shape people, shape history into what we are now. And organized religion for me has always brought mostly bad things. Just closed down thinking, closed down intelligent people, put back science, all that. And that's basically the whole theme of the album.
I agree with you. Which gear do you use on tour and in studio?
Which?
Gear. Gear.
Well, we in the studio, it was mostly just finding good sounding tube amps. The most of the guitars are done with a Marshall JCM 900, and then Sami, our guitar player, he collects distortion pedals, and the whole, like, the distorted sounds come from his array of five different distortion pedals that do a different thing. Like, you want use one, like the old Boss HM2, you use that basically as an EQ to mold up the midsection, and as that, then just basically just good line sound. Live we went a different way, because especially when we do a support tour, there's, after Hypocrisy builds their mountain of Marshalls and their states that there's not that much space for us to bring anything. So we went to, like, everything, well, there's drums, but then guitars and bass all go to DI boxes and preamps straight into the line.
No speakers?
No speakers.
Okay.
And that has proved on this tour to be a working, because you can get, we use Black Star preamps for the guitars, and I have a TC Electronic bass amp that you can use as a DI. And we get, like, lower volumes on stage, so it's good for the monitoring. And then when we talk to our main front of the house mixer, Kimmo, we also get a lot of clearer sound.
Yeah.
And that works perfectly with this.
When you
take out 220 watt PV amps off the stage, it just lowers the volume on stage, and it's much more easier to handle and still get a really powerful.
Yeah, it's less weight, fast to build a backline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got only one question more. It's a dumb, really dumb question, but is there something you would like to tell our readers?
I hate this question always.
Yeah.
I've answered like 200 of what. Anything more to say? No. Well, I mean, just if you're out there, I mean, give our band a chance. I mean, buy the album, come to see us live, and I vouch for you're not gonna be disappointed when you see us live. We didn't play that much before this tour. We haven't, like, toured a lot before this, but this band is now just starting to find. We are starting to find our, like, way how we do it live, which works, which doesn't, and we just try to put up a hell of a show, and, like, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass, man.
Okay.